Now, here's a love story I wrote, and it's all true, and it spans 25 years in time. It's set in Adelaide in South Australia, briefly in London, and at Uluru, which is out from Alice Springs in our Northern Territory. Uluru is the famous giant rock in the centre of Australia. It looks a bit like a huge loaf of bread sitting out in the middle of our beautiful desert. It's very important to our Indigenous community, has lots and lots of very special energy around it, and they say it's so big it goes down 9 kilometres into the ground. I met Ian on the squash courts where I play in Gawler, and the poem is for Ian and his partner, Beck. It's called My Love For You. It's bigger than Uluru. Here comes a love story. It's neither prose nor song, about two beautiful lovers, and it's 25 years long. It's got heat, sex, passion and spice, a second woman, two sets of beautiful children. Sometimes the pathway of true love doesn't always run just sweet and nice. Now, female in this picture is of gift and beauty rare, makes a man's heart beat faster with a voice inside him saying, remember, do not stare. Most beauty tends to fade with time, but this one's nicer and more naughty than at sweet 16. Now she's approaching 40. The fella, keen and handsome, otherwise you wouldn't pick him out, but the size of his heart is enormous. As this story unfolds, you'll get the gist of just how his love blossoms out. In Adelaide, in 85, concert, open air, she followed him behind. They were soon teenage lovers, 4 beautiful long years, just one together, with heart and soul and mind. Now here we pause to allow me to convey, it was hot and intense. Hardly surprising, sooner or later, someone would feel too much heat or get cold feet and wonder if perhaps the grass was a little bit greener on the other side of the fence. At age 19, in 89, for ANZ he was working. From Alice Springs he was sent to work at Uluru. Just as she was coming up to say hello, with another woman he did go to make a separate union, to make a separate two. Rockside, Beck arrived and found out. Raging high tide descended, relationship totally ended. She left on the plane with anger in train, but still managed to shout, don't ever ring me! Don't ever write! I never want to see you ever again! Never by day! Never by night! Now two ex-lovers, a separated two, 9 years slip by, just as time is always wont to do. She started teaching with another man in tow, but what Rebecca didn't know, just before she said goodbye at the rock, he had climbed right up to the very top, and instead of resting to admire the view, he wrote in big letters in one full page of the open visitor's book, Beck, I love you. So he takes this other woman for his wife, but after that climb, he had seen the real view, then he always knew who in his heart he wanted to be the true love of his life. 9 long years later, after working trucks and other things up north, a broken marriage, 2 children from this union had come forth, he arrived in Adelaide, a broke and almost broken man. But after 9 long and lonely years, who should he happen to meet in the Paradise Hotel with his sorry tale, pictures of his 2 to show and to tell? Well. This older and now much wiser man begins to make his move, which she did not suspect or know. But here the plot just thickens, as overseas, Rebecca, our pretty teacher, she did go. We must give credit to this man just where it is really due. He wrote long and often, but at the very bottom of his computer text, just what do you think, dear listener, in this story would come next? After signing off, he left a hidden message, looked just like a funny little line in the smallest font. It simply said, I'm madly in love with you, but too gutless to say. He didn't have the courage, I do admit, but he surely had the want. She returned to Adelaide by plane, 98 Christmas Eve. Now, our intrepid lover determined nothing to chance, he was going to leave. $100 worth of cut flowers to her parents' house. He did heave. Boxing Day, to his house, he had invited her. She had agreed to come. She just happened to be wearing a short black dress from shoulder to her bum, slightly smashing tack. He was sweeping the veranda. She gets out of car. Their eyes met at that very moment. Although he did not know it, she knew he was her man. After 10 long years, he had finally won her back. Took a little while for him to get her into the sack. He proposed a short time later while walking home from Governor Hindmarsh on bended knee upon a railway track. And after that, well, for Ian and Beck, as far as I can see, things have never looked back. Another decade now been and gone, and to this long love story, as you can see, I've been drawn. 2 very special children from this union now, and with 2 good jobs, freedom for Ian's other 2, blended children to allow. Sadly, this brings my poem to an end, but for me, I've just made 4 new and very special friends. What from this tale can we take home when travelling through our lives, our own? Sometimes, true love and gifted beauty just gets better with passing time. Partly the attraction, I do admit, of this rambling rhyme. But let's give credit, just where credit is entirely due. I tip my hat, this man who always knew that his love for this woman was bigger, stronger, and would last much, much longer than Uluru.